Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Fryer, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
In this hour of the show, we will talk about the Bears at the Combine. We will talk about some things that I really liked and was encouraged by hearing from Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. We will also get back to talking about the canceling of the first week of games in Major League Baseball. But there is a Bulls team that's had a rough go of it the last few games, and I wanted to talk about that in conjunction with talking about the NBA overall. Jared Greenberg does a great job on NBA on TNT and NBA TV. He's nice enough to join me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Go there, hang out, have a drink, make some bets. You will have a wonderful time. Jared, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
That sounds good, man. I want a drink now. I want to play some bets. Let's go.
Well, out there at Circa, man, I don't know if you've been there, but they've got the book out at the pool. So you're good to go. Like, they got the big board and everything.
Your boy Brandon promised that if I come on, he's going to hook me up with a free room. So I'll let you know how it looks.
All right, well, good, because I'm hopeful that I empower him to have that amount of power. We will see if he will be able to come through for you on that end. Oh, man, I'd love to know. I know that you guys have brought it up a couple times on TNT, and there's been some really great conversation about DeMar DeRozan as MVP of the league on TNT and on NBA TV. Did you think that things would work out as well as they have so far when the Bulls signed him?
No. I mean, I thought the Bulls were going to be good. I thought the biggest challenge for the Bulls was going to be kind of twofold this year. Number one, you know, how quickly would it take them to get up to speed? And clearly, you know, they've bucked all those trends and said, you know, we're going to be different than most teams and figure this chemistry thing out real easily and quickly. And the other thing was I thought the rest of the East would be a lot better. And I think it is. But I think, you know, and the Bulls are not abstained from this. They've obviously gone through their fair share of injuries, more than their fair share of injuries this year. But I just think the East is so good right now that, you know, I thought the Bulls would be, you know, probably in that 4-5-6 range, not in that 1-2-3 range. But, you know, as you look at the standings, the standings could be a little deceiving right now. And this is not a shot at the Bulls. This is just the way it is right now. You know, you have a bad week of basketball or a really good week of basketball that could take you from first place to fourth or fifth place in a week. That's how close things are right now.
Do you think, and the experts that you rock with, DeMar DeRozan's style win you multiple playoff series?
Well, it's not only DeMar DeRozan's style. Like, I think him as a singular human being, yes. I think he's learned from some of his errors, and some of his errors have been kind of overblown in Toronto. You know, he certainly had some bad series, but it wasn't just on him why the Raptors didn't win. But I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, just looking at some numbers here, the Bulls against six of the best teams in the NBA are 0-12 so far this season. And granted, there's a lot of reasons we can go into and spend 3 hours dissecting why they lost those games. And obviously injuries have played a big reason into that. But you just wonder if the Bulls, like, this is something the Bucks had to learn a couple of years ago, right? You remember this, like, they're running over people in the regular season. They're cruising to having not only the best record in the East, but the best record in the NBA. And then all of a sudden their style just doesn't look like it worked in the postseason. And Mike Budenholzer and Giannis had to make some significant adjustments to how they play, because playoff basketball is different than regular season basketball. And I think, you know, while I don't want to look too much into it, I do think it is disturbing, to say the least, that the Bulls are having trouble with the best teams who are coming in prepared for the Bulls. And looking at this as not just the one of 82, but looking at it as, how do we get ready if we have to face this team in the playoffs? And I think the Bulls are showing right now, and obviously, listen, you know, hopefully they're going to get Caruso, maybe even Patrick Williams back, and maybe that strengthens their cause. But this is a team that has to recognize that just finishing first or second in the East is not going to be good enough based on how they played and based on, you know, some of the moves the front office made. They've got to win multiple playoff series right now. And I think if you polled most people around the league, around the country right now, they'd say the Bulls are a really nice regular season team. They should win a first-round series, but I don't think many people see them going further than that.
Jared, you work with some of the greatest players that have ever played the game, and you brought up the idea of the regular season is different than the postseason. What have those guys said the difference is?
Yeah, I mean, I think, number one, it's experience as individuals and as a unit. You know, I think it means something to go through it and to lose and have that chip on your shoulder. But then, you know, there are the obvious things in the regular season, that there's a day off, at least a day off. Sometimes in the first round, there's multiple days off between games. And just the coaching, the scouting, the preparation is just so much more intensified. And each possession, you know, if you take a possession off in the playoffs, it could cost you a game, which ultimately could cost you your series and which costs you your season. So that level of attention is so much different. And, like, you can get away with mistakes in a regular season game and still win. Those mistakes are magnified, and ultimately it's really tough to recover from that in the playoffs. And I think the Bulls kind of have the right type of guys. I've covered Vooch a lot in Orlando when he's been in the playoffs and lost, and some of the disappointments he's been through. Obviously Zach doesn't necessarily have that experience, but he's seasoned enough, and hopefully his knee's okay. But DeMar's got obviously that boulder on his shoulder, I think, to prove to people that he's capable of not just being a great regular season player, but he can come through in the clutch.
When you look at the Eastern Conference and the changes that have happened in the Eastern Conference, it's the trades, but I also think it's Boston asserting themselves too over the last 4 weeks. How do you go about even trying to handicap this? I feel like this could be a season where we have one of the best Eastern Conference playoff game rounds that ever.
No, I totally agree with you, man. Like, if you look at it, like, I think you could make a case for probably six different teams making it to the Eastern Conference Finals right now. And you know, you're right. Like, injuries are going to play a big part of it. Again, you know, if Zach's knee is not okay, and you know, the comments he made in the last couple of days that him at 70 or 80% is better than most NBA players. Yeah, that's true. But if he's not able to give that other 30 or 20%, you know, how much does that ultimately cost the Bulls? You know, we're watching what the Nets may have in Ben Simmons coming into the fold, obviously with Durant coming back, and how much Kyrie may be available in the next few weeks. You know, and then obviously Philadelphia, Milwaukee's still missing a big piece in Brook Lopez. They get him back. Miami hasn't been whole the whole season. And the fact that they're in first place, like, they've got the coach of the year in the NBA in my mind, and Eric Spoelstra, just with how they've managed that whole situation. You know, no team is able to talk about injuries unless you know, kind of bow down to what Miami's done this year with how many guys they've missed and how much production they've gotten from undrafted players this year. So, I think it's wide open. It's going to be as fun and unpredictable as it's ever been in the Eastern Conference. And for those people out there that were hating on the super teams in the NBA that were running the world for more than a decade, well, here you go. I mean, this time is for you. You better be paying attention, because it's about to be an awesome ride.
How's Boston been able to turn it on?
Defense. It's simple. They're the best defensive team in the NBA since Christmas. I think second overall in the NBA right now. They've committed to that. And I think from an offensive standpoint, it hasn't been a drastic change, but I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have made a little bit more of a concerted effort not to play your turn, my turn. I think they're understanding that ball movement and man movement are going to be pretty important. They still have a long way to go. And again, you know, they're a team, that's going to be interesting, right? Because as much as defense is important when it comes to the playoffs, like I always believe that in this modern era of the NBA, offense wins championships, not defense. But you've got to be able to commit on consecutive possessions to be able to lock down your man and have a scheme and have a way of life that shows you that you can stay with the team defensively. And Boston's proving that. I think what they have to prove, much like the Bulls, is, you know, do they have the ability offensively to not turn it into the Jason Tatum show one quarter and the Jaylen Brown show the next quarter, find a way to have a cohesive game plan where, you know, they're attacking you for a full 48 minutes with their full complement of players.
Jared Greenberg of NBA on TNT and NBA TV joining me here on The Score. I'm having so much fun, and I know it's only a couple games, but seeing James Harden and Joel Embiid run pick and roll and pick and pop is a blast.
Yeah man. I keep on saying this. There's something to playing basketball. I don't even think it's basketball. I think, Lawrence, like, you show up to your job and you're happy. You like the people you're working with. You're excited for the day of work. You're probably going to have a better radio show. You have a smile on your face. You're probably going to have a better radio show than if you're, you know, a grump. And I think that's the case now. Whether you like how it came to be with Embiid and Harden or not is not the question at hand. The bottom line is that both Embiid and Harden are showing up and playing with this joy that neither one of them have had in a very long time. You could argue Embiid ever because of some of the behind-the-scenes drama that's got on there. Now, for me, the bigger question is, okay, once you get past the surface level of they're happy, and listen, they've beaten some pretty subpar teams. I know Minnesota's playing better, but come on, let's not make them into more than they are. They beat Minnesota and New York. Let's not get crazy about that. I think the question for me is the durability of James Harden, who the last 2 years has had to play himself into shape because he's quit on teams and decided not to come into the season in shape, and thus led to soft tissue injuries. And I just have to wonder, having covered the Nets as closely as I did last year, how much the hamstring, which ultimately cost the Nets a playoff series last year against Milwaukee, if that pops up again because he is putting so much stress on his body in season to do what he should have been doing in the offseason.
I share a lot of listeners with Milwaukee. It's 90 miles, yeah. And there's a bunch of people in the northern burbs that love them some Bucks. And I feel like that team with a guy that could win MVP again in Giannis is somewhat being overlooked because they just of are what they are. I mean, what do you think about the Bucks and where they're at and why they're still a really hard matchup for someone in the playoffs?
I'm so glad you said that about being overlooked. It's almost like it's a blessing and a curse when you become a superstar in this league and you win multiple MVPs, a finals MVP. You know, we start to take for granted, like, guys just putting up the numbers that we've come accustomed to. You know, I know there's big talk in Chicago the last couple of days, and I think we should find out probably today at some point whether DeMar DeRozan's going to win Eastern Conference Player of the Month. And, you know, you say, oh, of course he is. I mean, like, look at the numbers he had. Well, look at what Giannis put up. Giannis actually put up better numbers, and his scoring numbers are slightly lower than DeRozan, but every other stat, including efficiency, is way up there. And the Bucks had a better record than the Bulls in the month of February. So, like, it's just remarkable. And you know, you talk about injuries again. And this, listen, this, we're beating a dead horse here with the injuries. But literally every team in the NBA, it's not just the Bulls, not just the Heat, have had these major injuries. And the fact that Giannis has kept the Bucks, you know, when they not had, like, Middleton, I know he was an All-Star, but he is not an All-Star this year. Drew Holiday's had an up and down year. They haven't had their center. They've relied on Bobby Portis. They've made some trades. Like, they're counting on Serge Ibaka for big minutes right now. And the fact that Giannis is as good statistically as he's ever been says a whole lot. And the fact that he's probably third on most people's ballot for MVP is remarkable, just how good Embiid and Jokic have been all year.
No, you're right about Jokic. Like, it's like people, I know that they haven't played as well as a team, but I don't know that I think he's better than he was last year, and he might end up being third in MVP voting.
And he doesn't. He has not had his second and third best player. Like, people who just dismiss Jokic for MVP, I want to really, like, sit down and quiz them and say, can you name the five other guys in the Denver Nuggets right now that are contributing? Like, because I guarantee you can. And the fact that they're in the sixth spot in the Western Conference, I know the West is down. It's not what the East is, but still, I'm telling you, if you watch Jokic on a night-in, night-out basis, some of the plays he makes, the way he just carves up defenses, and it just doesn't make sense because he just looks like a, you know, a clunky old white guy that, you know, shows up to the YMCA and is like, you know, rolling up his sleeves and saying, all right, let's just go shoot some shots here. No, like, he is destroying you out there. And I'm telling you, man, like, people better pay attention to how great it is. And for anybody who's like, oh, the big man is dead in the NBA, no. We're going to have a big man lead the NBA in scoring for the first time since Shaq and Embiid. We have two guys, Embiid and Jokic, two centers who are fighting for the MVP. And you know, I know Giannis is not a center, but he's still, you know, 6'10", 6'11". Big basketball is not dead.
How about that? It's a bit of a throwback, and we can throw DeMar in there, too, because there's the mid-range aspect of the game that's become sexy again.
No question. And it's you know, the efficiency, too, right? Like, that's what I think bothered people so much about the three-point shot. And I hate when Steph Curry gets thrown into this, because the reason why Steph Curry was able to get the green light, unlike any player before in generations prior, is because of how efficient he was. And now you're seeing all these other people thinking that they are Steph Curry, and they're just not efficient, right? And what DeMar, Giannis, Embiid, and Jokic are doing from all areas of the court is just do it at such a high rate of efficiency. It's just, it's beautiful basketball.
Jared, when's the next broadcast that people can see you on?
Well, I hope you guys can check it out. I got a busy week next week. You know, another guy we got to throw into the MVP mix with the way he's been playing lately is Ja Morant. I got Ja and the Memphis Grizzlies Tuesday night on TNT against the Pelicans. And then Thursday night, I got Jokic against Curry on TNT. So Tuesday and Thursday next week on TNT.
Watch Jared Greenberg on TNT. Watch him on NBA TV. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes to talk about buckets, man.
Oh, you got it, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Anytime. That was Jared Greenberg. God, I love talking with him. Like, I love when guys are enthusiastic about the sports that they cover. It makes the conversations a lot more fun. And I'm glad that we could have a little bit of fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.